Welcome to the Weight Loss Over Coffee, ladies and gents. Struggling with weight loss, struggling with getting the fat off the body. I pick a topic every single day, 9 a.m. Arizona time. We go into what's trending, what to look for in shakes, in meals, in food, in labels, why I would never do Mounjaro, why I would never do weight loss surgery, why I wouldn't do the keto diet, why I wouldn't do Atkins, and breaking down different diets. But whatever is trending, that's what we talk about. So you guys are not going in circles, trying to figure out how to lose body fat, how to get results, and literally just make it as simple as possible for you guys. Trainer here in Arizona, I give you guys my entire step-by-step plan for free. There's literally no catch. Like I said, we go live basically three times a day now. We go live 7 p.m. Arizona time. We do one-on-one calls. So if you guys are struggling with weight loss, struggling to get the fat off the body, you can literally just call me. It's free. And then we go grocery shopping every single day, show you guys what I would eat, what I wouldn't eat. PCOS, Hashimoto's, hypothyroid, insulin resistant, type 1, type 2 diabetic. It does not matter. People are getting phenomenal freaking results. But let's break it down. Topic of the day, what to look for in a protein shake. Why are you getting bloated from your protein shake? What is the main ingredient? For people who are lactose intolerant, they think that they can't get a whey protein. It's actually the purity of the protein. Yes, there's different types of whey protein. So what you gotta do is when you guys go into your protein shake, your protein bars, whatever it is, your protein pancakes, all of the marketing tactics, your protein cereals now, your yogurts, they're adding this ingredient to the yogurts now. You got your 20, 25 gram yogurts, they're adding it to it. So if you find yourself getting bloated, gassy, lactose intolerant, that is why. You wanna go to other ingredients, check and see what you're looking at. I even got a diagram for you guys. It's not on protein, but it's more of a visual for you visual people out there to want to actually see what I'm talking about. So there's three whey proteins. You have the basic whey protein concentrate, milk protein concentrate, essentially all the same thing for the concentrate. Concentrate is straight raw from the cow. It still has all of its carbs, fats, protein, lactose connected to the whey protein molecule. It's not a pure protein. That lactose in the concentrated whey is what is making so many people bloated, gassy. People are lactose intolerant, literally can't handle it with the digestion on it. And then you've got skin breakouts. You ever notice that you start drinking protein and you start getting breakouts and you're like, why do I feel like a 15-year-old kid in high school freshman year being called pimple face? It's because of the molecule. You're buying a protein shake because you want to take in the adequate amount of protein. Ladies, y'all rip your hair out and leave it on the shower wall. It's because you're not taking in enough protein. You're not taking in enough calories on top of it. You can hit your protein goal. I don't have my clients tracking carbs, fats, or proteins. We're literally just tracking calories. You guys will see that when you go get the free step-by-step plan. Break it all down for you guys. Literally exactly what I do, what I've got others doing. But just because you're taking in your protein goal, you could be not taking in enough calories, and your body's literally just gonna use the protein as energy now. So you're not actually absorbing and using the nutrients to help the body thrive. Why do you think you ladies' hormones are all out of whack? It's because you're eating like a bird and barely getting in enough nutrients. Take in protein. Protein is going to be coming from your meat, your vet, and coming from the meat. That's where a majority of the protein is going to be coming from. Or you want to get a supplement. So like that's why I formulated True Meal. It's a whey protein isolate. So that's the second one you got. The whey protein isolate. It's more pure of a protein. So I'm going to show you guys a diagram. Like I said, it's not on protein. Well, that didn't help out. That is on the wrong screen. It is this one that I want to show you guys. So on here, you guys can absolutely see. Let me move this over a little bit. There we go. Move it over. Yes, I know it's not on actual protein. But as you guys can see, I'm gonna do it for you guys on here. So with the biggest molecule, because the whey protein concentrate, milk protein concentrate, it's gonna be a bigger molecule because it's not filtered. It's not stripped to be more pure of a protein. So as you guys can see, you're gonna have a bigger molecule. You got your carbs, you got your fats, and the lactose is connected to that molecule. Then when you get an isolate whey, so what we have with True Meal, the best tasting meal replacement protein shake you can get anywhere. I'm not just saying that because my name's on it, it's literally the best tasting. In the comments, you'll see below. But it is filtered of the carbs, the fats, and the lactose. Your whey protein concentrate could literally be 30 to 80% actual protein because it's such a bigger molecule now. because it's a bigger molecule, you're not getting a pure protein. Remember, we go buy protein because we want to get in more protein. We don't go buy protein because we want carbs, fats, and lactose, being bloated, gassy. Nobody likes that. Never buy cheap toilet paper and cheap protein all in the same week. Highly recommend not doing that. But with the isolate, it's filtered. It's 90% actual protein. So when you guys go get your ready-made protein shakes, like I said, majority of the stuff at the grocery store is a whey protein concentrate. All you got to do is look at other ingredients and check and see what type of protein is in it. And you're going to find the whey protein concentrate or soy protein, which I'm never touching anything with soy protein. A lot of talk about soy protein affecting estrogen levels, hormone function, and then rice protein, definitely not. For you vegans out there who literally cannot do any animal stuff, I would go for pea protein or hemp protein. I wouldn't do rice protein. So with your ready-made shakes that you guys are getting at the grocery store, it's a whey protein concentrate. Let's just do easy math. Let's say it has 30 grams of protein. It could literally only be 9 grams of protein, possibly, because it's 30 to 80% actual protein. That's why they put it in the shakes. It's cheaper. Oh, isolate whey, you have to process to break down the molecule to make it more pure of a whey protein isolate. So as you guys can see here in the diagram, you got a big concentrated whey. Like I said, just go with me on this. It's a bigger concentrated whey. It's got carbs, fats, lactose. You can come all the way over and get more pure of a protein and make it 90% actual protein in an isolate. Then you can go hydrolyzed whey, which isn't worth the money because it's only a 2% difference. So that is why when you guys get protein shakes and you're getting bloated, you're having gas, you're lactose intolerant, you have such a tough time, your stomach's churning, you feel like you're cramping, skin breakouts, go and check and see what's in your protein shake and switch over to an actual isolate whey or a hydrolyzed whey and see what changes. But if your protein shake's loaded in carbs and sugars, you can still get bloated from it. Sugars, I mean, the carbs is what's making so many people bloated too. People ask all the time, Tyler, how do I stop being bloated? Start eating real food. Stop eating all the garbage out of a box. And do not try and hit your calorie goal for weight loss with veggies. It's just not gonna happen. That's why you're getting super bloated as well. But when it comes down to your guys' protein shakes, check and see where your protein is coming from. It's that simple. That's why people who love True Meal, who are lactose intolerant, they tell me they get True Meal and they feel freaking amazing. That's why I formulated True Meal. Formulated True Meal when I had my own gym, because everyday moms, dads, working people, that was my clientele. And for all you busy moms, dads out there, you don't have enough time to get in a quick, easy meal. That's why I created True Meal. It's 400 calories. Some of you guys are like, oh my God, 400 calories, that's insane. No, it's actually not. If your calorie goal, go use a free calorie calculator. If your calorie goal is 1,800 calories, 400 calories a meal is only 1,200. So you still are gonna need bigger meals. So that's why I created True Meal. I do it for breakfast. I add my collagen to it. So the true collagen, amazing. A bovine collagen, type 1, type 3 collagen. It's basically the beauty protein, helps with the hair, the skin, the nails, deep wrinkles. Collagen protein is phenomenal. It's unflavored. We literally put this in our coffee. Every single morning, I got my mug. Every morning, that's how I start off my day. But that's why I created True Meal, because all the meal replacement protein shakes are full of carbs, full of sugars, don't even have enough calories to be a meal. That's why we created True Meal. That's how Fullerton Nutrition got started. But you guys can absolutely go and get the free step-by-step plan. I give you guys exactly what I do, what I've got others doing. When you guys get it, you're gonna get a text with the link with the free plan. You can literally text me back with the word live. That'll get you opt in. So when I go live every day, you'll never miss a live. It'll just be a quick text being, hey, we're live. Jump in. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Just look up Coach Tyler Fullerton everywhere. If you guys need some motivation and you're struggling with weight loss and you just don't have that motivation and you think, I'm crazy, there's no way that is going to work, go and listen to the podcast. Coach Tyler Fullerton on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. There are some emotional calls on there. It's freaking amazing. I love it. It is an emotional thing. Think about it. Your life will absolutely change when you actually start to get healthy and melt that fat off the body. You won't be stressed out about traveling anymore on a plane because you know when you're walking down that aisle, you know people are staring at you hoping nobody is going to sit next to them. When you go on that trip and you have to take a break walking around Disneyland, because you're overweight and unhealthy. It's life-changing. When you go on that trip and you got that hike that the whole family is going to go do and watch a beautiful sunset in Hawaii, but you can't do it because you physically can't because of what you're doing to your body every single day. So share this out. Let your friends, family, coworkers, let everybody else know where they can go to get this weight loss stuff breaking down, ladies and gents. But that's how we're doing protein shakes. That's what I'd be looking for in your protein shakes, protein bars, waffles, muffins, pancakes, cereal. I wouldn't eat any cereal other than Catalina Crunch. But other than that, I'm out of here. Have an amazing freaking day. Smash that share button, and you better freaking start.